Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Breaking news from Capitol Hill.
On this vote, the yeas are 336. The nays are 95. Two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended. The bill is passed.
The House just overwhelmingly passed Speaker Mike Johnson's two-tiered stopgap spending proposal to avoid a government shutdown. It's now sending that measure to the Senate for approval. A Senate hearing went off the rails today.
We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Big guy. Stop it.
Bernie Sanders had to break up the fight between Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen and Teamsters leader Sean O'Brien during a labor hearing. It followed some trash talk on social media. And then there was a physical fight. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett tells CBS News he was punched in the kidney in a sucker punch by former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Mr. Burchett of Tennessee was one of eight Republicans who voted to oust him earlier this year.
The U.S. confirms Hamas has been holding hostages at Gaza's largest hospital, where it's been operating since attacking Israel. Sabrina Sings with the Pentagon.
Hamas and PIJ members operate a command and control node from Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. They have weapons stored there and are prepared to respond to an Israeli military operation against the facility.
About 60,000 people called for the release of hostages today in Washington.
Speakers, including Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, addressed the crowd.
We stand with Israel!
And he denounced the spread of anti-Semitism around the world.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting. Still no arrests after a teen's brutal beating death in Las Vegas. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
Jonathan Lewis says his son Jonathan Jr. was attacked after he jumped in to help a friend.
My son was just trying to do the right thing and protect his friend. He's a big kid. He's really strong.
The 17-year-old was badly beaten near the Las Vegas high school and days later died. Videos have been shared to social media, ones the father says he will not watch.
The man accused of beating former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband last year took the stand today in the Bay Area. CBS's Elise Preston is there.
In his testimony, he said that he was not trying to stop her from her official business. Of course, in police audio and what the prosecution kind of got at today, they countered that he had said that he wanted her to wheel into the House floor in a wheelchair. And so people could see what was the consequence of lying. Those were his words.
He's pleaded not guilty to federal assault charges. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of Republican voting rules are one step closer to becoming constitutional amendments. One of the proposed amendments, passed by the state Senate Tuesday, would require voters to show a photo ID issued by the state of Wisconsin. Another would require voters in Wisconsin to be U.S. citizens. A third would ban local governments and elections officials from using private donations to pay for their work. Wisconsin schools are doing better, according to the latest accountability report cards from the State Department of Public Instruction. 378 public school districts were evaluated, and 94% of them met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. DPI says achievement improved from last year to this year, though for many schools and districts, this year's performance is lower than before the pandemic. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with a 118-109 victory at home over the Chicago Bulls. Bobby Portis with 19 points and 10 rebounds. Giannis also hit a double-double, scored 35 points, including his 500th career three-pointer. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
He was phenomenal the whole game, and we needed him down the stretch, and he kind of took things in his own hands, and we needed someone to make the plays down the stretch. We got a little bit stacked. stagnant. You know, we kind of standing and watching. We just got to keep executing. But he was able to, you know what I mean, put his head down and get to the rim and get to the free throw line. And that's what you need down the stretch.
Baseball reports say the Brewers will promote their bench coach, 65-year-old Pat Murphy, as the ball club's next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell asked, did he understand why Brewers fans were upset he had gone to the Cubs?
I underestimated that reaction for sure.
As Craig Counsell with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 40 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 60 tomorrow, lows around 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Football. Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
So, recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Robert. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we got our guest on, and our guest is Mary. Let's just start right off here. We have Mary Fadash, and she is the Friends of the Black River Forest, and we're going to be talking about the Kohler Andre State Park and all the confusion and craziness with that. Mary, thank you so much for coming on again.
Thank you, Robert. It's good to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hey, we have an event coming up, and let's talk a little bit first about your organization and what's been going on the last few years, or quite a few years, with this pending golf course. And let's talk about your organization real quick.
Okay. Neighbors in the Black River Forest area of the town of Wilson, which is in Sheboygan County, got together over 10 years ago to talk about the news of an impending proposed Kohler Championship golf course, which would be to the adjacent to the Kohler Andre State Park. And we all love this area so much. We were, to tell you the truth, we were just flabbergasted that this area, which is pristine, it is the last untouched piece of landscape with so many unique characteristics along the Wisconsin Lake Michigan shore. We were so surprised, but we decided that we would follow the process with our town board and make sure that the proper environmental studies were done of the impacts of the course, which we then took to the courts and challenged the wetland fill permit that the Kohler Company was awarded by the DNR. And that permit was revoked in 2018 by an administrative law judge. And the Kohler Company then appealed that revocation to the circuit court, and that circuit court upheld the revocation of the wetland fill permit. So, as I said, we've been doing this for over 10 years. Our first litigation, I believe, our first suit was around 2014. It was, as I said, it was heard in a contested case hearing in 2018. So we've continued to work on this. The wetland fill permit doesn't exist, and the Kohler Company has appealed to the appellate court for a review of the circuit court's revocation. And that has been pending in the appellate court for about 2 years.
Wow.
So that part of our challenge is currently in the appellate court. The second part of our challenge is that the Department of Natural Resources asked the Natural Resource Board, which oversees the DNR, to take 6 acres of parkland out of state conservation inventory and give it to the Kohler Company. And we refer to that as the land swap. Out of the land swap decision by the DNR to allow the land to be taken out of inventory and then traded with the Kohler Company, out of that came a land exchange agreement signed by Scott Walker, the DNR, and the Kohler Company. And this is what our event relates to. It relates to us going to the governor's office with our petition to send this land exchange agreement back to the Natural Resources Board for review and nullification. And so that's what we've been doing. It's incredible that it really has been over 10 years that we have been working on this.
Wow. Well, that's awesome that you're still working on this. But it's crazy that it's been 10 years. So let's talk a little bit quickly, and we'll bring this up again. You got a rally coming up here on November 16th. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Out of this land swap that we contend parts of were illegal and ignored the DNR's own rules. Mm-hmm. Out of that came this land exchange agreement. And this land that was given to the Kohler Company to build a maintenance complex, 22,000 square foot maintenance complex, and to cut a road through parkland to get to the Kohler proposed golf course. Those acres that the DNR gave to Kohler landowners in the middle 1960s for the purpose of adding it to the park.
Mm-hmm.
And it was paid for in part by Land and Water Conservation Act funds. So the purpose of this meetup at the Capitol is not only to present our petition to Governor Evers to have this exchange reviewed, but it is.
We just lost you, Mary. I don't know if your mic's muted or what. Can you hear Haley?
No, I cannot. I cannot hear you, Mary, and I do not have a feed from our station either.
Oh, well, that's probably why we can't hear. Interesting. That's we're having on November 16th at 1 p.m. they're going to be giving the governor a petition, and the petition will want them to stop this land swap, correct, Haley? And so the Friends of the Black River Forest, which Mary is the CEO of.
Yeah, the president.
The president, right. And we're getting some traction here with an event here that's happening, again, November 16th at 1 p.m. Really interesting. We looks like we lost our Facebook Live feed from the station, but I think we're still on, Haley. We've had Mary on before, and her group's very passionate of what's happening and what's going on, and we really appreciate them coming on.
Well, yeah, and you know, when you're taking land from a state park, and you know, isn't that kind of defeating the whole purpose? Because a state park is to preserve and protect the land and the wildlife and everyone around it, and you know, taking that land away and putting a golf course there, I mean, how many more golf courses do we need?
Well, golfing is losing traction too, for one, and for the other, I think a golf course is like one of the worst things for the environment, other than they might have some trees hanging out, and maybe put up a sign there, because we got people on Facebook saying they can't hear us.
We can go to take a quick commercial break. I think we just got 30 seconds left here in this segment.
Well, let's do that and come back and make things happen. So, hey, we're listening. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and let's take a quick short break, and then hopefully we can get back with Mary and talk more about this event coming up. We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Are you thinking about college? Consider checking out Minnesota Private Colleges. These 18 nonprofit institutions keep the focus on students with small classes and professors who will get to know you. You'll find students from all backgrounds, and no two colleges are alike. And when it comes to cost, they're more affordable than you think. Find the college that's right for you at mnprivatecolleges.org/possible. mnprivatecolleges.org/possible.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Avenue in St. Paul, bringing you only the best coffee, roasted to perfection. Hey, if you're watching us on Facebook or YouTube, it seems as though we have lost our feed from the station at AM 950. So, yes, I think we are just streaming on radio as of right now, Robert.
Well, we're on the airwaves, but we're not getting any traction here on StreamYard and YouTube and Facebook. So, yeah, one of the things that I think is really important to talk about, why we are...
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Putting up a golf course is just, it's just one of those things where it's hard to believe, and they've been struggling with this, you know, for 10 years, and it's just disheartening too. But I guess what I meant to do say to Mary when before we got her kicked off was that I'm glad they're still doing it, even though it's 10 years.
Yeah, still making that resistance and fighting the good fight. I mean, yeah, it's unfortunate that stuff like this has to take this long. You know, I remember just talking to you before the show, Robert, and I was like, well, I think they've been at this for multiple years, and I think maybe 7, but then Mary was like 10. I'm like, wow. You know, this is exactly why we have to keep at this work and build our numbers over time and build our strength and unity to just come at them, you know, a bigger force.
Well, and there's things too, and not to speak for Mary, but, you know, just allowing the state of Wisconsin to give away a valuable and ecological rare state park, publicly property to a private company for their personal business and profit use is wrong and is the worst kind of precedent to set. The public expects their DNR to preserve and enhance our state parks, forests, and other public lands, and to protect our water quality and rare wetland habitats for the benefit of all Wisconsin citizens. And, you know, that's a quote from James Buchholz, former 26-year superintendent of Kohler Andre State Park. And, you know, it seems to me every time we talk about the DNR, this is what we're talking about. The DNR is not working for the better of the people and better of the, you know, the way lands are. I mean, look at how we started the show is with Standing Rock, and that was all about the water too, and the DNR was okaying these things, and the same thing with Line 3 up in northern Minnesota, Enbridge, foreign company coming in and dictating where these pipelines are going, and we all know the pipelines leak, so.
Exactly. And when we're talking about golf courses too, the maintenance and, you know, lawn care that they go through on those courses and all those chemicals and the water runoff, I mean, there just can't be anything good about that.
You know, and there's I want to say there's a petition out there allowing a land exchange agreement to stand can set a precedent for our state parks and can be used as a bargaining chips by any administration. And then they want you to sign this petition, and we can get that out there too. Kohler Andre State Park, which has been doing great things as a state park for many years, and it's a golf course. And then the land exchange is ridiculous. You know, if we know anything about the land exchange that Kohler wants to exchange for the state park, it's like an old abandoned looks like a big pig farm or something. And that's not.
There's a bunch of like old buildings that they gave them in this exchange. I mean, hikers, campers. I mean, this is not land that they can benefit from or use at all. So,
yeah, exactly. I think we got Mary back on. Mary, we've been reading your press release while we were off Facebook and YouTube, but thanks for coming back on. And this is just ridiculous. You know, a golf course is probably one of the worst things to do for Mother Earth and Father Sky, and we're just behind you 100%.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, so maybe we can talk about the event again, let our people know a little bit about the event, because we got about 5 minutes left in this segment with you, Mary.
Okay. Sure. So, well, we are meeting supporters at the Capitol at 1 o'clock this coming Thursday, November 16th. The Sierra Club supporters will be there helping out with a short rally. at the State Street entrance. And then after that, we may have a couple of speakers at the rally. The people will walk up to the hallway outside the governor's office, and we'll have some people speak there, and we'll be doing a press release. We expect, a pretty good crowd. We're a very small grassroots organization, but as I said earlier, the word is starting to get out that when Governor Evers leaves office, the issue is, as you just read, Robert, that any state park is open for to be traded or sold, depending on whoever decides to become involved in it. In this case, it was Governor Walker's administration. We certainly don't have evidence of communication that Governor Walker was in any way attempting to impact this. We do know that the Kohler representative did write Governor Walker asking him to, what's the word? I would say smooth over the regulatory process.
Yeah.
And it has come up. Some DNR staff have spoken publicly since the time that we were, trying to get the word out, that they did feel pressure within the DNR to approve this wetland process, or the wetland permit. So there have been a lot of things that, we have come up against, not only our local government, but the city government of the city of Sheboygan, the state, and also the federal government. But anyway, I digress. After our press conference, as I said, we may have a couple of speakers there. Senator Larson will be speaking, I believe, at the rally outside on the Capitol steps. And then at 3:00, we're going to have a party and a rally at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. And we're going to have live music and complimentary food and beverages. And we've got a lot of young people that would like to speak. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And because people are starting to write and ask about the event. And, this isn't the easiest thing to get out when you're a small group and you are challenging a very large private company.
Yeah.
With a lot of, a lot of money. So having said that, I am looking forward to seeing quite a few supporters because we just need to get this out there. Governor Evers, my opinion is that he has done wonderful things for mm-hmm. our land, air, and water in our state. And he has requested a good deal of money for our state parks. Mm-hmm. However, when he goes out of office and these parks right. can be sold or traded by another person in the administration or a legislator or anybody who has influence, all of that good work is undone.
Well, Mary, that's a really good point because I don't think he's running again. He's going to be, 74 in the next election, something like that? I don't believe he's running again.
Hmm. I don't know either. I know he has a campaign manager. I think that we have to think about that. He may be reticent to take action, but all he has to do is send it to the Natural Resources Board to look at it and correct the illegalities.
Yeah,
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Special Report. The House passes Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to avert a government shutdown just days ahead of a Friday deadline.
The bill is passed.
The vote passed 336 to 95. CBS's Scott McFarland is on Capitol Hill.
This is a clean resolution, they call it. No spending cuts, no controversial policies added, but it goes into two different parts. It funds one-third of the government through January. It funds the other two-thirds of the government through February.
The plan got support from California Republican Ken Calvert.
For our military, this bill ensures our troops continue their mission without fear of missing a paycheck.
The measure now heads to the Senate for approval. Meantime, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's praising Johnson's leadership.
I think the Speaker has produced a solution for the CR that's clearly a step in the right direction.
He needed bipartisan support to get it passed. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The American Family Field Bill is on its way to Governor Evers, and he said he'll sign it. It spends more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field. The amended bill passed the state Senate Tuesday morning and then the Assembly late in the afternoon. The amended bill asks more of the Brewers, less of state taxpayers, and adds a tax to non-Brewer events at the stadium. Expect slow going if you're traveling home for Thanksgiving. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. Expect delays up to 80% longer than normal. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 40 overnight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 60 tomorrow, lows around 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Body that was put into motion, so to speak, by now Secretary Deb Haaland. It was a federal piece of legislation that was led and shepherded by then Congresswoman Deb Haaland. At the time, there were four Native Congress members who got behind the bill, Sharice Davids being one, our representative, U.S. Representative Sharice Davids of Kansas being one, and then four total bipartisan support. So the Not Invisible Act Commission is tasked with addressing the missing and murdered Indigenous persons, or MMIP, missing and murdered Indigenous peoples, and human trafficking crisis.
Yeah, wow. Again, I just really appreciate you coming in and giving us an update. This is so important, and your work has been so important, and it's really, like I said earlier, you're a doer, and I really appreciate you coming on and telling us all about the good work you're involved with and support. So, this is so important, and there's so many reasons why. You were on a PBS segment, too. Let's talk a little bit about that. I know it's funny, Ruth, I got to just say this real quick. It was the fifth anniversary of Women of Nations wrestling match, and I think that was the first time I ever met you in person. I just wanted to, and it's grown so much. They had like 3,000 people there for this one and made over $60,000 for that woman's shelter, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was a pretty cool event to attend. It was my first time attending an event like that, and pretty amazing to see the amount of money that was raised for our shelter, you know, our relatives that do need shelter and safety and protections. I think of the creativity that goes into those types of fundraising efforts and the good-hearted people behind those efforts and the cause, you know, to really support those causes. And I was thinking of even the Medicine Wheel riders, you know, the women who ride motorcycles through the Black Hills to raise awareness mm-hmm. for MMIW, MMIP. And they also have a documentary coming out there soon as well. But yeah, pretty good to see the creativity of being in spaces that kind of like unlikely spaces that we're not really that are just a little bit different to be in, I guess, you know, like the event you mentioned. And then also, you know, people who are doing, I just want to lift up those types of efforts because it's creative and it's kind of thinking outside of the box. So love it.
Yeah, that was fun. And that was the first time I met you. And I remember I was nervous, and I had at the time State Representative Mary Kunish you for the show, and I just held the phone, and that was really fun, and that was awesome to meet you at that event. And creativity, that's where it's at. And people enjoy things, but also in supporting things that matter to us, that's really huge. And good luck to them. And they were on the show this last week, but it was kind of fun. I was in New York, so I couldn't make the event, but wow, they keep on going every year.
Yeah, before I forget, too, I was going to mention a quick plug for Mary Catherine Nagel. She was able to Zoom in via Zoom to the VAWA Task Force meeting today. And she also gave really good update on different cases that we should be paying attention at the federal level that will be directly impacting all of us, you know, within our respective communities and regions and across the country. But she also mentioned that she has a new play coming out as well. So I'm trying to kind of get those information, those details down, but it's amazing to see her, and I think of her with creativity. We both were on the first, sat on the very first, or participated in the very first MMIW congressional hearing, and one of the Congress members shared, he said, yeah, I watched this this playwright or this film, this play about women and this crisis that you're facing, and she, we all looked at her like, that's her play that you're talking about, you know. So the Congress member was like really struck and surprised that she was actually the mastermind behind that play, and she's a lawyer, you know. So it's cool to see that creativity and reaching the masses in different creative ways to get our message across that, you know, our people need protections and deserve to live in safe and healthy communities just like the next person.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I remember interviewing a lawyer that worked for Robbins Kaplan, and he mentioned being a white person, somebody told him at a powwow that, look at the dancers, they're all beautiful, he was saying, and that one out of three of these young women will be abused one way or another. And those statistics need to be brought up and put up and talked about, because that's our relatives. And I think that's a lot of the work that you've been doing most recently, but forever, really.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just trying to be a good relative and carry forward the work that a lot of people cleared the path for us, you know, to try to continue, as they say, moving the needle forward, you know, for justice. But it's, yeah, definitely a long haul. And I mean, it would be nice for us to, you know, be able to relax, or, you know, I always joke and say, yeah, it would be cool just to like chill and drink lemonade by my mom, next to my mom's garden in Mandaree, you know, with clean soil, clean air, clean water, but, and all the things, you know, that the next person has. But yeah, definitely just want to make sure that we commend and lift up the people who have gone before us, who are no longer here, who literally died, you know, fighting for the protections that we could have to be here, to be thriving. And as they say, you know, better days ahead. So.
Well, I also want to mention this, too, and I probably did, but I masked it with a whole bunch of other questions to you, so sorry about that. But there's a PBS segment, Woman Rule, that came out November 7th, and I do believe people can jump on to their PBS sites and look at older documentaries. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, the Native America series, they are being broadcasted and live streamed now via PBS. And our segment, I believe it was the last in this series, and it was called Women Rule, and it was led by a young Native woman. Producer is her very first production, so we're pretty excited to, get behind her and support her. And so throughout the process, I believe all of us women, I believe we're all older than her. We, you know, without really having that conversation of, you know, how old are you? But it just felt really, it felt like a strong like Res Dogs, but like, like it just felt like a really natural sisterhood, you know, with, you know, just really clicked with everyone, especially Paige, the producer, and I was really honored to be included. My family, my community, were very honored to be included in the her project called Women Rule. It features four women, four Native women, four Indigenous women, a Native fashion designer, an environmentalist, activist from Florida, the Native fashion designer from California, and then a Native artist and musician from Oklahoma. Wow. And so it's pretty cool, pretty amazing, and really love the animation too within the series. And so if you're able to watch it, they are hosting two community screenings this week, Thursday in Bismarck. at the Thursday Bismarck Public Library at 6 p.m. The North Dakota Human Rights Art and Film Festival is hosting that screening. And then the following night, Friday at 6:30 at the Sacred Pike Resource Center, they're hosting another community screening of the segment.
Wow, that's exciting. Hey, have you been up in Minnesota lately?
Gosh, yes. I mean, we're so busy. I mean, we travel a lot, but been meaning to try to get over to at least the Mississippi headwaters. It's such a beautiful area, and we wanted to try to make it back there during the fall to see the beautiful change in the leaves and things, but haven't gotten out over there recently. I know we were, you know, in Minneapolis or surrounding areas early fall for my son. He's, you know, eats, sleeps, and dreams basketball. So yeah, we're pretty excited for his upcoming season. But yeah, we'll definitely be throughout Minnesota when basketball season starts.
Well, and you being a former basketball great too, I always want to mention that. I got to meet over the years people you played with that are something about playing basketball and being a leader. They go hand in hand, don't they, Ruth?
I guess so. I mean, I don't want to say I guess so, but yeah, that sounds about right.
Right on. Hey, I want to say thank you so much for spending time with us. It's really great to see you and hear from you. Keep up the great work, and let's check in sooner. We've missed you.
Thank you. Mazagadads, appreciate it. And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. Former State Representative of North Dakota, Ruth Buffalo, thank you so much for coming on. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Everett's Radio presents I'm Awake, and you know, sometimes technology is a funny thing, Haley. And it's always interesting. I used to teach film and video, and we did a lot of course, nonlinear editing. And if the student had like a bad attitude or something, a lot of times when you're in a hurry or you're stressed out, it's weird, like because we're made out of electric too, you know, that it messes with the computers and other things I've found over time. So
that's true.
It's always different, you know. It's always hard to you know, you get stressed when it's like a cycle. It's piles on when you get stressed about something that's going on, and then you get stressed more, and then the computers and the airwaves feel that. So that's right. Put some tobacco out after this show, and everyone will be feeling better and doing things. Hey, I just got to say this about former Representative Ruth Buffalo. She texted me and wanted to know if she was supposed to stay on or whatever. But I just have to say this, is that, you know, our schedule is always fluid with guests. And it seems like whenever we need a guest on, and I can text her, whether it's a minute before or 10 minutes before or hours before, Ruth is always comes on the show.
Right. Yeah, Ruth is great. She's a great one. Anyways, there is something that I saw, Robert, in the news today. And this is coming from the Native Organizers Alliance, actually. So this was posted 5 hours ago. The Biden-Harris administration and the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, as well as public and private sector partners, announced today that $141.3 million in grants through the America the Beautiful Challenge, also ATBC, will create 74 new grants that will support landscape-scale conservation projects across 46 states, 3 U.S. territories, and 21 tribal nations. According to the DOI's website, America the Beautiful is spotlighting the work to restore, connect, and conserve 30% of lands and waters by 2023.
Wow. That's let's see if I got the right button here, you know. There's some cheering going on here.
I like that. That's a good one.
Right on.
But yeah, I mean, that just goes hand in hand, talking about saving our natural resources, saving our land, protecting Mother Earth and Father Sky. Yeah, it's a hard race and it's a tough battle, but there are things that are being done and there are wins. You know, it's not all losses.
Right.
It's good to focus on the good things and the wins that we do have, such as this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think about that, too, because Governor Evers really needs to do something about this. But also he's done so much, too. So there is that balancing, you know, in my younger years, I should say, prior, I don't know, 20 years ago or so, Wendy was always good at this because she can keep a level head. And it's taken me a lot of years to, because you never know when you need the politician for something else that you're working on. So you can't burn bridges, I guess, is my point. And I used to burn bridges with a flamethrower. So I've learned over the years to be chill and not to react like I'm a maniac. So,
I think a lot of other people could learn from that example as well. Another really cool story that came out yesterday, this is actually from Leonardo DiCaprio, which we know has done a lot of climate justice work. But Papua New Guinea triples marine protected areas. Over 9,000 people from more than 100 indigenous communities helped design the new ocean protections. These efforts resulted in the declaration of over 6,000 square miles of new marine protected areas in New Ireland province. This work demonstrates the impact of community and government partnerships in achieving the global 30 by 30 target. So, yes, this is protecting waters of Papua New Guinea, spanning over 6,000 square miles. So do you see what can happen when we listen to our indigenous communities?
Yeah, and that made me really think, Haley. You weren't able to see this because when I was in New York in Long Beach, but there were whales out there, and I've never seen whales before. I saw all these boats out there, which I never do, and they were out fishing, but also so were the whales, and the only way I could see them, and then I saw a photographer take some pictures of them. You could see the fin, but I only reason why I knew they were whales is because there was, they were breathing, and so the water was shooting up, and it was really cool, and you could tell people were watching the whales. There was a big boat out there that wasn't fishing, and people were just watching. So there's a balance that you're talking about, and I know they're talking about they're not wind turbines, but some kind of water turbines out there in the ocean for energy. Mm-hmm. And you mm-hmm. wonder how that's going to affect the whales that are going to be around there. So there's big balance that people have to consider too.
That's a great point, and we have Bob Blake on usually every Wednesday with us, and Bob's really great. We talk a lot of renewable energy, and I always think about, the waves of, I don't know exactly what they call that, but generating the power mm-hmm. through electricity from the ocean waves coming onto the shore and whatnot. But yeah, you have to realize, how is that going to impact the sea life and our marine, animals in that area. But hey, this is something also I saw. So the Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift are all over the news. I think we all know that. But
I'm a Swiftie. I'm cool with it. No.
Are you? Okay. I don't know if I am. So Kansas City. Okay. So this is the Kansas City Indian Center, Heart of American Indian Center. They will be doing a protest on November 20th down there in Kansas City at 4 p.m. at Gate 1 at Arrowhead Stadium at the Kansas City Chiefs Stadium. And there will be a bus stop at Gate 1, 4 p.m. November 20th. And they're going to they're calling for the Kansas City Chiefs to finally do what they painted in their end zone. And that's end racism. So hopefully they change that name.
Well, exactly. And I think I've said this story before, but when the Vikings were playing at U.S. Bank Stadium, Huffington Field now, that is a place, it's a public stadium. It isn't like, the others, the Viking Stadium now, it's a private stadium. And so there was a big protest when the Kansas City team was playing the Vikings. And about the name, and it was very interesting. There was two things I take note on that, Haley. One is there was a lot of Kansas City Chiefs or dressed up like Chiefs going in there, but the big people that were given our young warriors and spitting on our young warriors were Vikings fans. So let's get over it and all those things, but we're not getting over it. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
See you tomorrow. This has been Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty. There is an alternative.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy?
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
A new head coach.
We got one objective, one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
and a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the home finale against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.